Hey, what's happening? What's going on in Sharkland? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. I just got a report from WildAid on the finning trade and overall consumption of sharks. What can I say? There are some improvements and more awareness starts to kick in, but we're still doomed. The change is too slow. WildAid estimates that about 100 million sharks are caught each year, where roughly 75% are finned. These numbers were or are pretty much the same as 10 years ago. What does this tell us? Does this mean that back then there were the same number of ships out there catching sharks as are today? Are there now less ships with better abilities, or more ships with smaller capacities? Or do the same number of boats from 10 years ago just stay out longer on the open ocean to get the same number of sharks? You see where I'm going with this? The number of catches in comparison to release needs further explanation. Fact is, we need to get a handle on these boats. Otherwise, the end result will be more than just bleak. But not just the boat, we also have to have a better idea what shark species are taken, their sex, sizes, and so on. Whatever is mentioned by the FO is smaller, or we should better say much smaller than the actual numbers. FO is the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations. So whatever is reported to the FO regarding shark fishing is less than the true amount. To give you an idea about fish, not sharks here, that you get an idea, and this is a pretty good number. China reports 368,000 tons of catches per year, but actually catches roughly 4.5 million tons. So there's a discrepancy of more than 4 million tons of fish. So with sharks, it's pretty much the same. What is reported is much less than was actually caught. So these 100 million sharks, I wouldn't hold my breath. I think it's much higher. Or for another example is there are about 7 million tons of fish that are caught each year that cannot be utilized. Right? So what species are they? There are many questions regarding fisheries when it comes to the AFO that cannot be answered. And why is that? Because there is no actual control. The body that should control the world fisheries is the FO, with its 194 members. Considering that practically every nation is part of the FO, cannot come up to a regulating fishing procedure and control, I don't know. But likely there are plenty of reasons why it doesn't work. For example, it is, of course, black market species. No one would report black market species because it's illegal. Or fishing in someone else's EEZ. EEZ is the exclusive economic zone set by the law of the sea. When fishing in international waters, vessels must comply with regulations of the country where they are registered. But since there are no enforcers on the high seas, illegal fishing is very prominent and is actually a common thing. 50% of the world's surface reflect international waters. So besides fishing illegally in someone's EEZ, what else is entailed in illegal fishing? For example, taking undersized fish, fishing in closed waters, taking more fish than permitted, or fishing during seasonal closures, violation of drift net fishing laws, and so on. But if we look specifically for sharks, there's a huge problem of species identification. Granted, there are some techniques where you can determine the species from its meat or fin, but the procedure is not a quick one. So each day, tons and tons of shark carcasses or fins are landed. So each day, tons and tons of shark carcasses or fins are landed that have not been determined what kind of species they are. So a fishing fleet that works one part of the ocean could deplete a species completely and no one would know. And why is it so easy? Again, because there is a lack of control and a lack of enforcement. There are two focal points here if we want to change this unacceptable situation. Monitoring of what is taken and punish when it comes to legal fishing. Monitoring is not easy as long as it can't be done from afar. Although there is the observer system where people are physically on this fishing boat and lock the catches. But first of all, it would need a huge number to have such a person on every boat that catches a shark. And second, it could be very dangerous for an observer, hence the money paid to them would be high. So who would pay for them? But why dangerous? Well, again, many of these operations fish illegally. So they could not do their business anymore because of this one person on board. So what we need is a tamper-proof satellite guided video system that would monitor in real time what is caught. And should the video be dismantled or manipulated in any way, the port authority would then have to confiscate the load, the boat, and the crew. I believe that such would be possible. But who will be the authority in punishing the crew or responsible parties? Can't be the FAO or UN. So likely it would be the nation under which flag the ship sails. But considering some of these nations, most of their justice system is much better than the behavior of those ships. Hence, a new authority would be needed that can act beyond borders with a penal system that is independent of the citizenship of the crew or the flag the ship sails under. And that goes without saying, the boats will be confiscated and either taken apart or sunk. Of course, there's the sale of such boats that can be considered and the amount putting back into conservation. But these boats are fishing boats, so they could easily end up in the wrong hands again. So it's much better to destroy them and so reduce the already way too large number of fishing boats. But I'm not sure if such drastic measurements could be enforced on a worldwide level. That some countries have them in place already within their EEZ is known, like, for example, Palau. But that we all unite against the raping of the oceans is wishful thinking, or at least unthinkable until the subventions from governments get so high that it does not justify fishing anymore. Currently, the subventions to keep world fishery alive is already higher than the value of what is caught. That the government seizes subvention may be one way, but there are still plenty of fishing fleets from nations where the government does not support them. Of course, if the price for shark meat and fin loses drastically in value, many of the fleets targeting sharks would have to declare bankruptcy. But looking at the price increase, that's wishful thinking. So one way or the other, the fishing industry has to go away. But until that happens, it'll be likely too late for our marine ecosystems. If I had a saying in all this, I would declare that national waters can be monitored by any nation's navy and illegal operating boats can be sunk, where its crew will go to jail in the country the initial navy came from. Extradition will be handled on a base-to-base scenario, especially for those countries where it could not be guaranteed that an inmate indeed sits through his or her punishment. The future is rather bleak, and I truly hope that a smarter generation takes over very soon. Otherwise, the oceans as we know them today with all their species will be reduced to a fraction of it. And since algae are also affected, less oxygen will be in our atmosphere, and it will get warmer. That's it for today. Tune in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day, and if you meet a shark out there, have fun, enjoy the moment, and remember, it is a privilege to be among them.